This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, let's go now to Jerry
Pete
Jones.
Brought
to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Welcome to the show. As the GM, how do you rally the troops? You got a lot of reasons to kind of be down, but there's still plenty to play for. How do you handle that part of it?
Well, you know that every player is aware of the consequences of this game, and every player is aware of his individual assignment. And so you don't have to spend a lot of time showing the path to do your job, and the consequences of this game will be positive for you, and this is an important time. And that's dealing with adults, that's dealing with people that get it professionally. And so you don't spend a lot of time doing that. You spend a lot of time working on the actual assignment, working on the strategy. If you're a pass rusher, don't let the guy out of the pocket. Keep your containment. Don't go behind the passer. Don't run by him. Just those kinds of things. That's where all of our time needs to be. Last week against Chicago, believe it or not, we spent a ton of time working on jumping off sides on third down, being drawn off sides. We had a couple of those, and they hurt. So you really spend your time that you've got, your limited time on the field and your classroom time, specifically learning how to, not learning, but just zeroing in on the facts. I've always used the example that if you and I were getting ready to get in a plane in Iraq and getting ready to fly it into beside a mountain and drop our artillery off, would we be listening to a guy that has done the same flight, laid in there maybe 15 times, laid it out, and got out of there with his life? How much would we be listening to him do that? Of course, that's your coach talking to your players. You would be glued to every word. You would not let him out of sight, and you'd talk to him right up until the time he got in the plane because you knew what was on the line. That's the kind of intense concentration we like to see from players.
Now, something you said after the last game that was right to the point that I enjoyed is we just need to win a damn football game. I'm curious, just winning that game, outside of what it does in the standings, which I understand, what does it do for the players? What does it do for the morale in the building? Like, what are the other things that come along with when you win a game? How's everyone feeling?
Am I still online?
Yes.
Because
yes,
you just said damn, and I guess I thought maybe we got cut off.
For some reason, you can say certain swear words and not others, so perhaps I should be more careful. I apologize.
Maybe you guys can say them, and the guy you're talking to can't.
Well, we will know. Yeah, that's probably a good point. But we haven't had to adjust our attitude yet, so we're good.
My point is, are we still on?
You're good. Yes, you're good.
Did everybody understand last week that I did not hang up?
Yes. We clarified that for everyone, and we even said you were not mad when you used those words. People seem to misconstrue that. I was like, listen back, he wasn't mad.
Yeah, we totally got what you were trying to say there.
Well, I want to go on record. No one has ever given me a list of words that you can't say or ones that are forbidden. I've never gotten that list. Now, I assume they're the same words that we know to use in our lives, candidly, some words are used as a point of emphasis that aren't intended to be words that were you'd fall under the definition of swearing, and consequently, you see them used without ruffling people's feathers. But it was nice to learn something, and though I have a lot of these years, I've been talking up a storm and not been on, and my word has cut me off. I'm playing with you guys. You know?
No, absolutely.
Hey, Jerry, I was wondering, do you remember the last time? Because Kevin and I grew up on Cowboys football. I mean, I'm an East Dallas kid. He's from Garland, and we grew up watching the 90s era Cowboys. And I was wondering the last time that you were on the sideline, that you made your way down there, if you remember that. And is there a particular reason that you stopped doing that?
When we got to the new stadium. The location of how and where I get to watch the game really is good enough that that's not an issue. And plus, I get to the locker room real quick, and so I can be there. My reason for going to the sideline so much was really to be down among, get a sense of where the intensity was, what the players were doing. And so I thought it was good to do. I see still owners down there. I see general managers down there a lot. And but I've always thought it gave me a better perspective in some cases than being upstairs, obviously.
Have you thought about redoing that and getting that sense of what those guys?
Well, it's
are doing?
Not even a question of that. I really don't keep up with it, but I've been to the sidelines. Infrequently, but I've been to the sidelines at the stadium. We've been in that stadium 10 years, but I didn't completely stop that.
Gotcha. Now, Jason Garrett showed the players videos of their highlights from even from last year to kind of re-inspire them, to show them, look, this is what you guys are actually capable of. I'm wondering if you're thinking to yourself, because this is a big matchup with Amari Cooper and Jalen Ramsey, I'm wondering if you want to go grab some Michael Irvin tape with him and Dion going back and forth and sit down and watch that with him on the plane.
Yeah, I made a tape one time of Dion, and I did it because Barry was a little reluctant to get him hurt, was worried about him getting hurt in the kicking game over on special teams. And Dion at that time had the highest rate of touchdowns per touch in the NFL's background. In other words, every time he touched the ball, he scored with it more than any other player. And so, but Barry just said he's so vital to our defense, we don't want to get him hurt. I had this tape done. Larry Leighton fixed it up for me and got Barry back there, and it had every return that it ever made, whether it was in college, at the 49ers, at Atlanta. We had a couple against us. And we went through that thing, and we flipped the lights on after it was done, and Barry looked over and had that Barry smile and said, we got to get him the football. And but that was quite something to see, was Deion Sanders' tape of all of his returns, punts, kickoffs, in his career at that time.
Do you think Deion could still do it? We might need a special team spark. Could we bring him in for that?
There's no one that, in my mind, because he had such explosion, such speed, he literally was standing still. The Buffalo back in Buffalo was running at about the 13-yard line, going in for a touchdown. He was standing still and caught him before he made a touchdown.
Wow.
And so his explosion is unparalleled. And no, we don't have to worry about finding his match out there this weekend or any other weekend.
We were really fascinated by, you know, yesterday Major League Baseball dropped the drug testing requirements for marijuana. How big of a discussion is that with the owners, I guess especially when it comes to the next collective bargaining agreement, and what are your thoughts on what the NFL's stance should be there?
Well, I think the world is sensitive to issue regarding marijuana. It's also an issue contemporarily. We are excited about being in step with the social and legal scene as it goes forward. We not only have the interest of competitiveness in mind when it comes to any type of substance, we have the issue of the law, and we have the issue of the society focus on it. All of that calls and does receive attention when you're discussing this area with players, and I think that you should expect and will expect an adjustment of the contemporary way that, or the present way that marijuana is being thought about.
Do you find yourself more supportive or trying to distance whenever some of your players have instances like that or get caught up like that?
I come at it from the standpoint of we have a lot of players, and our players, in my mind, as a percentage of society, are really exemplary, whether it be their health. They're the healthiest segment, if you took it by some kind of category. NFL football players are the healthiest segment of our society. That includes their cardio. That includes everything. And so they're healthy. When I look at the areas of behavior, when I look at areas that in society that may get a lot of extra attention, I think our players are outstanding. The issue is that we have such visibility. We ask for it. When people turn away, we say, wait a minute, turn back around here. Look at us. So we ask for visibility. And when we turn it this way, someone can have a hiccup and someone can have an issue, and it becomes highly visible, whereas it might not be in the normal workplace. And so I want us to always be careful as we are looking at our behavior to not make it look like, as NFL players, that you're inordinately bad actors. And so I want us to always keep that in mind when we're implementing what our rules are as it pertains to any type of behavior. And certainly it's got to be legal. Behavior can't be tolerated. It's not legal. But if it's legal, and how we handle that and how we test that and what happens when a player doesn't get to play because he's been suspended, and the light it casts on everybody is of interest to me.
We've heard a lot of information about, and I don't know if you can speak on this or will you speak on this. How do you think the collective bargaining negotiations have been going? Because it seems they're kind of further. I thought this might be more difficult, but it seems like people are optimistic about how it's going.
We have agreed. All parties have agreed not to comment during this time. And so that's where it is. We had our NFL meeting of all teams and the representatives of the teams here in Dallas this week. And it was reiterated at that time that because of the sensitive nature and because different people are express themselves different ways and can have a different interpretation, everybody has agreed not to comment in this area.
Hey, Jerry, was it nice to see Lincoln Riley get a win in the Big 12 championship at AT&T over the weekend?
Well, I am impressed with him. But, boy, I'm impressed with Baylor's Roo, too. But those were two outstanding coaches in that at the stadium this weekend. And that's just that. Is they've done great jobs. They position their teams, they're sound in the way they're approaching their game. So that was a great chance to see a couple of great coaches out there.
When you got the team and brought Jimmy over from Miami, some people questioned, oh, a college coach. Do you feel like the NFL is more accepting of just going after the college coach, even though some of the great ones like Saban and Spurrier have had struggles?
College coaches have the lowest, at head coach, coming directly into head coach, have the lowest percentage rate of success, as opposed to coming from coordinators, as opposed to coming from the NFL, or supposed to coming from a head coaching job in the NFL. College football has the lowest rate of success. It's pretty obvious. They have to get acquainted with the personnel. They don't get to spend. College coaches spend Sunday working. It's one of their biggest workday weeks. So in many cases, they're not that familiar with the personnel. Now, that's a big deal. because there's coaches that understand the almost the practice habit of opposing teams. And then it's particularly an understanding of any input that you want from them regarding personnel. So you pay a price for somebody to get up to date that haven't spent the prior months or years in the NFL. And then just the nature of the game. And again, college coaches don't spend a lot of time watching this game. They work on Sunday hard. And so getting up to snuff. So getting up to snuff, I'm reminded that we won one football game the first year that we came and brought Jimmy in.
Well, we appreciate the time very much this week, and I'm glad that we didn't have to reconnect on another phone call.
Hey, I'm really glad, and we sure got a lot of mileage out of that. You know I'm a big believer that a little controversy is good stuff.
Absolutely. It was entertaining and captivating.
Thank you, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.